5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Look, just recently, the Journal of the American Veterinary Medical Association conducted a 20-year study on the most dangerous dog breeds. Yep. And there was a picture in the paper, I think it could have been the Telegraph, a couple of weeks ago. I don't know if you saw it. Picture of a little girl sitting next to a dog. It was a large dog. It looked like a Rottweiler cross something. Mm-hmm. The dog was grimacing. It looked quite vicious. And the little girl's got a head next to it. And then the parents have taken a photo saying, isn't this cute? And the headline was, this is not cute. This is stupid.
Yes.
The dog was giving off all these signals saying, leave me alone. And there's a little girl with a head next to the dog's face.
Yep.
Anyway, the top 10 breeds of dog by fatality has been released. This is quite amazing. You won't believe what number 10 is.
Well, I guess it's a big breed of dog, is it?
Yeah, but it's a dog you would normally associate with being docile and friendly. It was a St. Bernard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And they are generally. They generally are, but they're a big breed of dog. So if it decides that, look, I don't want that child near me, it only takes one bite and one shake to kill a child. Regardless of the breed, the first rule of keeping dogs and children, any child under 12 should not be left alone, unsupervised, with any dog. That's rule number one of dogs and children. That's established around the world as a rule that if you abide by that, you won't get into at least severe trouble the way these fatalities have occurred. And they've occurred right around the world. They've occurred here in Australia. It was only a couple of years ago that the police brought a very friendly dog in to be euthanized because it had killed a child in its own backyard. And it was just playing with the child. But it was a big dog, little child, no supervision. Similarly, there was, I don't know if you remember, quite a few years ago, the cross dingo that the chap tied to a fence down the road. The child went right up to the dog that was tied up. The dog couldn't get away. It could have been fearful of a child coming up to it. Same thing happened. The child was killed by this dog. So it's breeds and the way we treat them. We've got to make sure that our children are protected. For goodness sakes, a child under 12, don't leave them alone, unsupervised. I don't care what the breed is.
Well, I couldn't believe number 10 was, as I say, the St. Bernard. And I guess that
breed, yes.
It reminds me of that Stephen King movie, Cujo. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
You remember that? That was like Jaws for dogs. Do you remember that?
I think the sales of St. Bernards would have dropped off then.
They did, but number nine was the Great Dane, number eight, the Chow Chow.
Yes.
Seven was Doberman.
Yes.
Six was Malamute.
Mm-hmm.
Five, Wolf-Dog Hybrid.
Yep.
Four was the Husky. See, I thought the Huskies were fairly friendly, but they're derivatives of wolves, aren't they? All dogs are.
Yes.
Three, German Shepherd.
Uh-huh.
Two was the Rottweiler. Number one, the American Pitbull.
Yeah.
Now, the American Pitbull, that to me makes sense. No one in their right mind would buy an American Pitbull and have it around children and families. Are there particular breeds of dog that you know of, Dr. Rob Zammit, that you just would never mix with a family?
Yeah, look, the Australian Veterinary Association keeps coming out and saying, oh, blame the deed, not the breed. But some breeds have been bred to be aggressive. And the Pitbull Terrier, the American Pitbull Terrier, generally has been bred to be an aggressive breed of dog. And so I don't think they're... Yes, some of them are fantastic. My good friend Cesar Milan has had really good dogs, but he also knows how to treat them with respect and train them with respect. And this is what people don't do with them. And so if you leave them to their own devices, it does happen. I am a registered temperament assessor for the New South Wales State Government. I do a lot of temperament assessing, and I do it outside the government circle as well. Just from the clinic point of view, unfortunately, pit bull terriers and those types of breeds are overrepresented for a need for temperament assessing because they're going to court because they've bitten someone. So, yes, I don't think they make particularly good family pets. And if you are thinking about getting one, you need to be someone who's at least knowledgeable with training dogs and how to rear a dog properly and with respect.
If you were going to go to one of those dog shelters,
yep,
or a council pound to pick up a new member of the family, what dog would you avoid?
I'd avoid terriers generally. You've got to be careful with terriers because they're very active dogs. So if I was looking for a family dog, depends on the family. You might have an active family that would like, say, a Staffordshire Bull Terrier, great with people, not good with other dogs.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.